This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Election Commission has issued a directive stating that other backward class certificates issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as valid supporting identity documents. The Commission stated this while hearings on claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the Special Intensive Revision or SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. The court found procedural irregularities in the classification process, ruling that the certificates lacked legal validity. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a big milestone with the breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5. While virtually addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar in Maharashtra, the minister informed that there are total 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project.
आज बुलेट ट्रेन के प्रोजेक्ट में बहुत बड़ा एक माइलस्टोन अचीव हुआ है
इन दिस बुलेट ट्रेन प्रोजेक्ट अ बिग माइलस्टोन हैज बीन अचीव्ड व्हिच इज द ब्रेक थ्रू ऑफ माउंटेन टनल 5 देयर आर अ टोटल ऑफ 7 टनल्स इन द बुलेट ट्रेन प्रोजेक्ट एंड देयर इज वन अंडरसी टनल एज वेल देयर आर ओवरऑल 12 स्टेशंस इन दिस स्टेशंस एंड 3 डिपोस विल बी मेड दिस इज अ बिग टेक्नोलॉजिकल अचीवमेंट
ये एक टेक्नोलॉजिकल बहुत बड़ा अचीवमेंट
Mr. Vaishnaw yesterday announced that India is likely to receive its first bullet train on the 15th of August 2027. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will attend several functions in Chennai and Vellore. All arrangements are made for the convocation ceremony of Dr. MGR Educational and Research Institute University in Chennai. Vice President will be delivering convocation address and graduates in many disciplines will be given degree certificates in the function. Later, Vice President will attend Ramnath Goyanka Sahitya Samman ceremony in the city. He will also grace a public reception at Kalaivanar Arangam and attend a civic reception hosted by Tamil Nadu Governor at Chennai Lok Bhavan. Tomorrow, he will attend a function in Vellore and attend the 9th Siddha Day celebration in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piprahava relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piprahava relics, discovered in 1898, hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. The exposition will be held at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. It will bring together for the first time the Piprahava relics repatriated after more than a century from Piprahava that are preserved in the collections of the National Museum of New Delhi and the Indian Museum of Kolkata. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has clarified that there has been no change in domestic LPG prices for household consumers. The clarification came following reports in some sections of the media that the price of commercial LPG cylinders has been increased by 111 rupees. Several people have been killed during overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Himachal Pradesh and Chandigarh today. The weather agency has also predicted dense fog conditions over Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the national capital was recorded at 286. As of 12 noon. India expressed grief over the tragic fire explosion in Crans-Montana, Switzerland. In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Switzerland said that India stands in solidarity with the Swiss government and its people during this difficult time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.